Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And we're coming at you on a beautiful Tuesday right here on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. And we are... my goodness, let me start over. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now.
That's
on News Radio
92.3.
Yeah. The weather outside is beautiful, but in the studio, as far as I'm concerned, it's not. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There it is. All right.
Nice job, Austin.
Yeah, second time's the charm. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Okay, I'm doing great. Having a real fine day here. You're going to probably see a lot of out-of-town guests starting this afternoon, if you haven't already. More than a dozen Florida counties are under a mandatory evacuation order right ahead of Hurricane Milton. Many of those Central Florida evacuees are headed to hotels from Pensacola to Navarre, Airbnbs, campgrounds, even the... Pensacola Bay Center opening up 6 o'clock tonight for evacuees to come to the shelter if they can't find a place. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I did a survey, and I've been in that room just working the phones. It looks like everybody's booked in terms of finding rooms. So if I guess this would be, if you need a place, Pensacola Bay Center, 6 p.m., they open the doors over there for you. And it is a pet-friendly facility. Mm. So if you got your pets with you, good for them.
Yeah,
nice job on that side. Throughout the day today, we're going to be checking in. And as I mentioned to you during the show on Monday, we're in touch with all of the Florida airports. Even just got through, I caught a presser coming out of Sarasota. Governor DeSantis just did a presser a minute ago. So I've got the latest information from Governor DeSantis talking about the preparations Central Florida is going through here. But, the life goes on beside Hurricane Milton, and the stock market ended up today after oil prices kind of took a dump. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on the report.
Stocks ending higher after Monday's sell-off as investors shift their attention to the upcoming third quarter earnings season and key inflation data, which could offer some clues on the Fed's path of rate cuts. Tech was the best performing sector while energy lagged as oil prices fell. U.S. listed shares of Chinese companies fell after Beijing's economic planning agency failed to announce any new major stimulus plans. The Dow winners today, Home Depot, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, American Express, and United Health Group. The Dow rising 126 points, the Nasdaq higher by 259, S&P 500 up 55. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much, Hillary. 4:15 on the nose here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. And it is quite a needed update, unfortunately. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we've got some very heavy backup on I-10 traveling westbound. This is going to be if you're coming over Escambia Bay. There was an accident reported there probably the better part of an hour ago, and it is backing you up all the way to Avalon Boulevard. So over the entirety of Escambia Bay and back to Avalon there. Also have some very heavy congestion if you are traveling on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. We typically have some heavy backups there, but they are all the more severe today, pushing you back to Highway 87. Those are the worst two looking spots right now, but also Gulf Breeze Park Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is heavy as well. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola. Scratch that, make it 88. A low of 70 tonight, though. Tomorrow's high is going to be 87 with a low of 65.
Okay, if you find yourself scratching your head, and maybe you're referencing the PNS flight board here this afternoon, I'm scratching my head as well. I got a call into them wondering if they're updating this thing because they're still showing flights on time coming out of Tampa. Tampa International closed at 9 o'clock this morning, and they are showing the flight coming out of Orlando. And by the way, the Orlando airport will be closing tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, but it's still operational right now. The board showing Silver Flight 60, touchdown scheduled at 7:10, now closer to 8 o'clock. And I say that in case you have to pick somebody up from that flight. Don't have to sit around and wait so long and maybe save you a little bit of money on the parking situation. Also, this is another flight of concern coming out of Washington Reagan. It's an American Flight 5544, 9:14 touchdown, delayed now to almost 10:35. So be aware of those flights.
Yes, and the expected construction cost for the new District 1 Medical Examiner's Office facility has increased by nearly $2 million. That means it's going to cost each of the four counties in District 1 a bit more money. The Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners approved a change yesterday, but meanwhile, Walton County has already approved a change. Okaloosa will vote next week, and there's no word on when Escambia County will.
Okay, 418. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had updated his state's, his old appeal now, what the state's doing in the different divisions. I've kind of broken this down for you a little bit. Just a few minutes ago, Ron DeSantis.
Governor DeSantis used an equipment staging area in Ocala as a backdrop to tell residents that Milton remains a potentially catastrophic storm and that the state is ready to respond. One concern remains debris left over from Hurricane Helene. Governor DeSantis says state transportation workers are trying to clear that.
The more debris we can get picked up, the less damage is going to happen, whether that's floating into the Gulf of Mexico, whether it's projectiles that go into other buildings.
Governor DeSantis says a federal disaster declaration prior to landfall is secured, with another one to come afterwards to help with damage and debris. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Okay, just to let you know, they've updated the status on Hurricane Milton. Throughout the day, midday today, it had downgraded the storm to about 145 miles per hour. Well, it's gone back up. Long story short, Cat 5, Hurricane Milton, undergoing an eyewall replacement cycle. It's moving east-northeast at 12 across the warm waters of the Gulf. Back up, Cat 5 status, and those hurricane numbers, once again, 165 miles per hour.
All righty, 418 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we do have further updates on some of the stuff we touched on yesterday, including some of the airports swirling around the states, but also some of these theme parks as well and the controversy that comes along with that. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait.
Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
That's a mellow start.
Yeah, it's the slowest darn bumper music I ever heard in the afternoon drive.
How about that?
Let me go over here and take a nap real quick.
You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 with Austin Price and Chris Bryan. I guess Chris is going to be snapping in the corner. But before you doze off, Chris, we got about a minute before our next quick check of the roads and weather. So what do you got for us, my man?
A lot, actually. Tonight, don't forget about it. And we'd like to welcome our visitors coming up from Central and South Florida who might be in our area. If you are, something you might want to take in tonight. It's a free concert, Bands of the Beach, featuring Perdido Key's Knee Deep Band. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. 7 o'clock, bring along your, if you have your blankets and beach chairs, I know it's kind of limited here. Right. You can bring them along, or if you have your pets and glass, leave them back at the hotel. Or if wherever you're staying.
Yeah.
But you are invited to attend that tonight. I got to check in with WOFL Television. This is Fox 35 down in Orlando. They're in the middle of continuous Hurricane Milton coverage this afternoon as preparations are being made across Central Florida.
Well, in Volusia County, we know that that county has just expanded evacuation orders. It's Zone A. Zone A now being told to evacuate by 8 a.m. tomorrow. So evacuation orders also now in place beginning at 8 a.m. tomorrow in Flagler County as well. We're going to go ahead and check back in now with the Fox 35 storm team and T.J. Springer joining me now. And T.J., what's the latest on this storm now?
Yeah, continuing to watch Milton really organizing once again after we see it regain that Category 5 strength. That's something myself and Noah have been discussing in the storm center. So we'll be watching closely. But either way, whatever happens over the next 24 hours, it's likely going to be a Category 3. It looks to encounter some wind shear, and that should help kind of tear it down as it starts to transition. If you do need to get out and grab some sandbags, make sure you're prepared. As Garrett was hitting on, the time will continue to wind down as we get through the rest of our day. Now, in terms of the flooding concerns, we do have a high risk across much of Central Florida here in this purple shaded area, including DeLand, Sanford, back up through Claremont and Bushnell, of flooding concerns for our late Wednesday into Thursday. And with that, flood watches for all of us. So make sure you're ready to go. In terms of that rainfall, you can see there's a good stripe just to the north of the center. That's where we are going to have that enhanced lift. Some numbers exceeding a foot of rain.
The clock ticking for a lot of those folks, Austin, and again, we welcome them to our area. Hope we can help you out a little bit.
For sure. Just past 4:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Here's where the help starts. A quick check of the roads and weather for you. This one's brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here. We had some very severe backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound. Just passing the scenic highway, we had an accident report a little ways beyond that area, backing you up all the way over Escambia Bay towards Avalon Boulevard. It is that congested at this time. Also got some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. That's pushing you back to Highway 87. Outside of that, it's just a few more of our usual spots. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow should be a sunny, clear day. High of 87, low of 65.
427, News Radio 92.3. Home buyers, home sellers, here's your numbers. I know you're probably interested in watching those mortgage numbers. Well, they're going up again today. Be aware of that. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the 30-year rate is a little bit higher, 6.62% borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, up also 6.12%. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the IDF has taken out the likely successor to Hezbollah's top commander. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Israel.
We're talking about Hashem Safiuddin, the man who recently replaced Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. According to Israeli leadership, he was killed in an airstrike in Beirut last week. It's taken the Israelis a number of days to confirm this news, but we've heard not only from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but also from the country's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who is scheduled to meet tomorrow in Washington with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Now, Netanyahu today addressing the public, asking, do you remember when your country was called the Pearl of the Middle East, speaking to the Lebanese public. He wants to put as much internal pressure on Hezbollah as possible as the ground operation against this Iran-backed Shia militia continues.
Okay, coming up in about 8 minutes, Austin, we're going to have a special tribute to a former Boston Red Sox player who has died, Louis Tion.
Yeah.
They call him the Gentle Giant. He used to have this handlebar mustache. And anyway, great baseball player. We'll talk about him in about 7 or 8 minutes, along with getting you ready for the high school weekend, SEC, ACC, and NFL.
It's a loaded slate this weekend.
Yeah, it's all coming up.
Also mentioned this a few minutes ago, Walt Disney World and Universal Studios Orlando, they will both close early tomorrow as Hurricane Milton approaches Florida. Disney World announced they will close their four parks and its shopping district in phases starting at 1 p.m. The company said the parks will also likely remain closed for Thursday. Meanwhile, Universal announced that it will close its two theme parks Wednesday afternoon and they will stay closed through Thursday. They anticipate reopening the parks on Friday. People thought this was, when they were originally looking to stay open for as long as they could, people thought this was controversial because it's like, what about the workers that are there? You know, they may want to get out or they may want to look after their loved ones or whatever else.
Yeah.
So it's good that the theme parks are kind of taking some initiative now.
Well, safety first.
There you go.
Okay. You're mentioning some closures here. Let me give you the airport real quick in a nutshell. Orlando International closing 8 a.m. tomorrow. Tampa's already closed. They closed at 9 this morning. Orlando Sanford International, that's a kind of a smaller airport there in Orlando, will be closing Wednesday morning at 8. Melbourne will close at 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Daytona Beach, St. Pete is, well, let me see. Daytona Beach is still open. St. Pete Clearwater, they will close tonight. Last flight out tonight. They're saying just flip the lights off if you're the last one out the door at the terminal. So anyway, so those are some of the airports that are on and off just ahead of Hurricane Milton.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Hurricane Milton now packing winds at 165 miles per hour as it targets Florida's west coast. It's also expected to bring a massive storm surge.
10 to 15 feet of storm surge that is on its way. That's predicted with a wind field of 120 to 125 mile an hour gusts coming in here late tomorrow night.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray on Bradenton Beach, south of Tampa. A decade after the Flint, Michigan water crisis raised concerns about contaminated tap water, President Biden says he's setting a 10-year deadline for cities to replace lead pipes.
There's no safe level of lead exposure, period. None. The only way forward is to replace every lead pipeline and connect the American people to clean water. No alternative.
Speaking in Milwaukee today in the battleground state of Wisconsin, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Hurricane Milton's once-in-a-century potential could cause damage in excess of $50 billion. Wall Street analysts also say if the storm reaches a worst-case scenario as far as destruction goes, damages could balloon to upwards of $175 billion. For a comparison, when Hurricane Ian hit near Fort Myers, Florida in 2022 as a Category 4, it left behind more than $50 billion in losses. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 126, the S&P 500 grew by 55, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ went up by more than 1.4%, up 259. Uber saying today the company is updating its platform with new sustainability-minded features, including an EV preference that will let customers opt for fully electric vehicles by default whenever they hail a ride. U.S. crude oil futures for November under 74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Jets have fired Robert Saleh. Saleh had to go, but why didn't the Jets realize this in the offseason? And the answer to that is because Aaron Rodgers at one time liked his now former head coach. And even though it's the right move to part ways, it's still wild that Saleh's relationship with Aaron soured five games into the season. And I'm sure the cadence comments Robert had after the Week 4 Jets loss to the Broncos was the beginning of the end for him in New York. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
That time of year again, Hurricane hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Caldwell to Ozzy Osbourne. That's just the type of variety you get right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, there's just been two major spots we've been touching on, all right? If you're traveling westbound on I-10, just passing Scenic Highway, you're going to have a heavy wave of congestion pushing you back all the way past Avalon Boulevard. It is that severe. Also have some backups on Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River, that's going to push you all the way back almost to Highway 87. So two very heavy stretches of congestion there. Outside of that, it's just some more of the usual spots that give us trouble this hour. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 70 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny and clear again with a high of 87 and a low of 65.
Okay, 437, let me kind of correct here. All day long, we've been telling you about the Bay Center opening up at 6 o'clock. Well, obviously, because of maybe interest and a lot of demand, they've opened the doors already at 4 o'clock this afternoon. By the way, the Bay Center is a state-run Red Cross-managed shelter. It's also pet-friendly, and this is the first time, I was just doing some research here, this is the first time the Bay Center has actually been open to host operations like this since Hurricane Irma back in 2017.
Wow.
So it is open, and so you can, if you got pets, feel free to head on down there and take advantage of that. So I did earlier in the hour. If you remember, Austin, I mentioned that it was like 6 o'clock opening, but I have been corrected. But that's good though. So we can help get some folks into place
all the sooner
beforehand. And the folks that are actually working, since it's a straight run operation, it's the Tallahassee Red Cross. They're in town and they're on site providing aid to the evacuees.
Right.
So if anybody is out there driving through the Pensacola area and need a place to stay or so, Pensacola Bay Center is open and we'll be happy to help you this afternoon.
For sure.
Let me talk. We mentioned this about a great baseball player.
Yes.
I grew up early in my young days. I was always a Boston Red Sox fan. And I always liked the Red Sox, and I go back, even before your parents were probably born, I go back to 1957.
Yes, that was before
when I can tell you the team, Sammy Fox, Billy Mambouquet, Ted Williams, Jackie Jensen, I could go on down the line for you, the original team. Been a big Sox fan, and this kind of really hit me in the heart. A great Boston Red Sox legend has died, and Fox's Jared Max has more in the story.
Former Major League Baseball pitcher Louis Tiant has died at age 83. Born in Cuba, Tiant won 229 games over 19 seasons from 1964 to 1982. Pitching for Cleveland, Minnesota, Boston, the Yankees, Pirates, and Angels, Tiant was a three-time All-Star who twice posted his league's lowest ERA. His longest tenure was with the Red Sox from 1971 to 78. Four times in his career, Tiant won at least 20 games in a season. His career record, 229 and 172, with a 3.30 earned run average. A fan favorite and avid cigar smoker, Louis Tiant established his own line of cigars called El Tiante, his baseball nickname. Louis Tiant was 83. Jared Max, Fox News.
So that's why Fidel was sitting in the dugout some of the time in the Boston Red Sox games.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, he's smoking those big Cubans.
Gosh, I can picture a night, you know, that era of baseball. Yeah, just some dude smoking some whopping cigar. But you know what? We do have a score update
to provide.
Oh, good,
good, good, good.
Because, of course, the MLB postseason's going on. We got two games today. One of them already heading into the third inning. Mets beating the Phillies 1-0 right now. That's game three of the NLDS. The other game three of the other NLDS series is the Padres and Dodgers. That will be getting underway at 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, 442, News Radio 92.3. Thursday's high school football game. I'm going to get it right this week. If you remember, I kept doing the Thursday, and it was a Friday game, and it was a debacle last week. And so I've straightened it out. Thursday's game is going to be West Florida at Panama City Bay.
Ooh.
Your choice, sir.
Yeah, I'll take Bay on that one.
I forgot the score. They had a good week last week, didn't they?
Bay? I want to say, yeah, they did decently. West Florida did decently as well, but I think it says more about Gulf Breeze's struggles than it does about like how great West Florida Tech is.
Gotcha. Okay, Friday's games, Pensacola Catholic versus Walton.
Ooh, that's interesting. I'll take Catholic, though.
Yeah, Catholic's a good team this year. Pace versus Tate.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's going to be a headliner for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. I hate to say it. I'll take Tate.
I know. Surprised.
I know. Pace.
Man, let me go sit down.
I know. Yeah. He's grabbing. Jeez. He's grabbing his heart as we speak, folks. No, Pace.
Elizabeth, here comes the big one.
They struggled a little bit against Madison County. And, you know, that took a lot out of them. I mean, that was a high-scoring game, 35-31, I believe.
You're being very bold this afternoon.
So, Tate, Jeez. I don't know, they've just, for the most part, they've looked just about untouchable outside of that very close loss to Navarre.
Okay, Scambia versus Pensacola High School, which, let me tell you, back in
That's
the 60s.
That's another good one.
Let me tell you, back in the 60s, Jimmy Haynes days, PHS. Yeah. Then you had Roy Hess's kid running for Scambia at that time, back in these days. This was a... People, true story, and see, people would line up hours before the gates would open to the Escambia Pensacola High School football game. It was that big a deal. What a rivalry. I think Escambia is going to take that game.
Man, I'm not sure.
And I was a PHS guy.
Just to combat you on it, okay. I'll take Pensacola.
Okay, good. That's always healthy.
Yeah. Just rivalry, just because. Yeah.
Pine Forest, Booker T. Washington.
I'm going to have to take Pine Forest on that one. I think Washington gives them a scare, though.
Navarre Crestview, the old Bulldogs in action.
Is that in Crestview? Do we have confirmation?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Then I'll take Crestview at home. I'll say they get that win. Navarre's kind of been looking good. You know, they were competitive against Escambia, beat Tate. I'll say that Crestview beats them there.
Okay, Jay and my Chiefs of Northview.
I'm going to have to take Jay. They've looked pretty tough.
They won a game like 41-0 or something.
49-0 over Central last week. Yeah.
I know, I'll have to take crazy the Royals. Like that. Okay, and here's a game of – this is an interesting game. Gulf Breeze and Milton, both not rocking the winning charts.
Ooh, well, that's the thing. Gulf Breeze, I believe, only has one win. Milton is winless.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, this is going to be a dog match. I'll take Gulf Breeze simply because they've proven they can win a game.
All right, let's talk UWF. A couple of games real quick beside the high school, just real quick. UWF this weekend, Penn Airfield's the site. Argos face Delta State, and Delta State's a good team.
Delta State is darn good. I believe they're the ones who eliminated UWF in the postseason last year. West Florida's back at home, homecoming game. They're out for blood, coming off an easy win. I'll take West Florida to win that in a close upset.
Kickoff at 4, Saturday Live, UWF football on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, right. 99.1. FM and 1330 AM.
Awesome. And right before we do get traffic and weather here, what if I told you, Chris, brace yourself for this. We've got a college football game on tonight between a Floridian college team and an unbeaten opponent. What would you say to that?
I would say, and after we answer that, I'm going to give you the FSU game this weekend.
All righty. Well, FIU travels to Liberty. Liberty's 4-0.
Wait a minute. FIU is traveling?
Yeah, they're on the road to Liberty.
I hope they're not on the 75 freeway.
I hope not either.
Seriously.
But the game's tonight at 6.
And where are they playing this? At Emory in Atlanta?
This is in Liberty, at Liberty, which is in Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Okay.
Yes. So
they're still going up to 95 or 75. Were they crazy?
Yeah, Liberty's won the better part of 20 straight regular season games.
If you could check on that game and see if it's going to really come off because of just the logistics of getting that team from Central Florida north on the 75 or 95 freeways up into Virginia.
Well, and that's,
I'm not sure that's going to happen.
It says it's still going on right now.
All right.
And it says it's in Lynchburg, Virginia. So, there's no confirmation of it being canceled. Either that or ESPN has not updated their own site.
Well, it's maybe the same people that give me the times for the race. Road.
Yeah. You know, we've learned.
All day long. Then they go, oh, it's 4 o'clock. What?
Yeah, we've learned that some information doesn't always stay the same. But nonetheless, it looks like.
It's like you always know that everything's the truth on the internet, right?
Right. Oh, you said FSU?
Yeah, please. Come on. We almost forgot FSU here. FSU Duke.
Man, yeah, that FSU's on a bye this week. They go to Duke next week.
That is the truth.
Yes, Duke. They've never beaten FSU football, but if they're going to, it's going to be this year. That's what I'll say.
FSU is predicted to win that game.
I understand why, because Duke's got a pretty weak resume, but they're nonetheless 5-1, and they're at home.
All right, that we've done our damage on that.
All right, just past 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Once again, I-10 traveling westbound. You're going to be backed up past Scenic Highway, past Escambia Bay, all the way back to Avalon Boulevard. So as you can imagine, that stretch is pretty far. Also, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. That's backing you up almost to Highway 87. Then, as you continue westbound on Highway 90, passing the Walmart Supercenter and let me think of another landmark here. Oh, Chili's, even. If you're passing that entire area, once again, westbound on Highway 90, we've got very heavy congestion over there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just increased traffic. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees right now with a low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, clear sky Wednesday, high of 87, low of 65.
And coming up next hour, just pulled this up here. Get confirmation, Fox 13 in Tampa will join us at 5:20.
All right.
We'll have the latest report. And let me tell you what they're really having a problem with in the Tampa. Okay, visualize it. Tampa South, down towards Clearwater, then Sarasota. They still have a lot of debris from Hurricane Helene.
Yeah.
They're trying to get up off the streets before this storm comes on shore. So they're obviously having a major emphasis placed on that. 5:20 this afternoon, Fox 13 Tampa on with us.
All righty, 4:48 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got an Amazon Prime Big Deal Day sale underway. We got details on that and more for all you internet shoppers out there coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about Amendment 4, the ballot initiative that would enshrine in the Constitution a right to an abortion. We also talked about Santa Rosa County Commission meeting deciding to fund the District 1 Medical Examiner's Facility to an additional $800,000, and had a really interesting conversation with Sheriff Chip Simmons about these families who cry about their babies that were little angels that were involved in these criminal shootings. Do the families know that they were bad? Find those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ah!
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. That's about 4:51 here. We're feeling pretty confident. Get it? Because that's the name of the bumper song. Alrighty. Hinted at this before we went to break, since we got a few minutes to work with here before
somebody
traffic and weather. The Amazon Prime Big Deal Day sale is underway.
I did it.
Really?
I did it early this morning.
You partook?
I bought a vacuum cleaner for $250. I got for $109.
Wow.
That's a deal.
Living proof, folks. The online retail giant offering shoppers thousands of deals, such as that one, through Wednesday on things like laptops, tablets, headphones, toys, and everyday essentials like a vacuum cleaner.
Shower curtains. I bought one of those.
And a shower curtain. It marks the unofficial kickoff to the holiday shopping season. Other retailers have also started offering deals well before Black Friday, including Wayfair, Target. Wayfair's Way Day sale continues until Wednesday, and Target Circle Week runs through Saturday.
And you see, people only thought I did the Amazon Prime thing for the football.
Yeah, the code that sometimes works, sometimes doesn't.
I got to tell you, this is really cool because I did. I want to tell you, for a couple of days, I've been perusing different stores looking for that ideal vacuum cleaner. Right. I didn't want a cordless. I wanted a cord vacuum cleaner and old school. But, you know, but that's what I was looking for. Then there was no varieties. You know, you get three or four models or whatever. But then when you go up to the internet, like, you know, the Amazon, there's 50,000 to choose from.
Yeah.
Found what I was looking for. It's going to be on my doorstep by Friday morning. Free delivery on top of that.
And by the way, we're not sponsored by Amazon. This is just Chris's love for the game.
No. I just thought I would share that because you were doing a nice story about it. I thought, okay, here's a real testimonial.
Yeah, it shows that we believe what we say. Yeah, I like that.
And nobody paid me to say that either. Okay, for folks in Vegas preparing to say goodbye to a piece of history, and Fox's Christian Goodwin has more for us.
The implosion of Las Vegas's Tropicana Hotel kicks off around 2:30 a.m. local time Wednesday. Hotels with views of the site, like the MGM Grand and Excalibur, selling out for the night.
Yeah, I feel lucky.
Very lucky. Lucky Australians we are.
A couple visiting from Australia telling Las Vegas's Fox 5 News they weren't planning to witness history, but ended up with a view. The Tropicana, the third oldest casino on the Strip, opening its doors in 1957. Closing in April to make way for a $1.5 billion baseball stadium for the relocating Oakland Athletics. It's the first implosion in the city in nearly a decade after the final tower of the Riviera was leveled in 2016 to expand a convention center. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, while we're talking about money here this afternoon, Austin, Mega Millions tonight. $129 million, $62.3 million. That's your cash option. If that's not enough to suffice your needs, Powerball tomorrow night, $336 million, $165.3 million. That is your cash option drawing at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
All righty, Chris. Have you ever heard of Spirit Halloween?
No, I say that because there's so many different titles of different events. Halloween. Right. I'm going to be safe and go, because you could throw it back at me, then I'd be stuck for lying. So, no.
Well, it's a store. It's a store that you'll sometimes see, like, pop up.
Oh, one of those. Okay, I got
you. Yeah, around Halloween.
Yes, I have.
Yes, and I'm sure you have, because we've gotten a couple in this area before, and mm-hmm. we do every year. Well, some spirit stores, not all, will stick around longer this year, but with a holly jolly twist. Get this. 10 of the famous temporary retail chains locations will transform to Spirit Christmas stores this holiday season. The Spirit Christmas locations will all be located in the Northeast, so there's kind of a bummer. But the company says customers will be able to discover unique decor and thousands of stocking stuffers at the stores. Shoppers will also be able to take free family photographs with Santa Claus.
Okay,
that?
I'll up that by two for you.
All right.
While we're talking about things like this, grocery stores are stepping up their game when it comes to the technology they use while you shop for food. Fox's Business's Max Gordon has more from Las Vegas.
We're here at the Grocery Shop Conference in Las Vegas, bringing together around 1,200 grocery brands and showing off the tech that you might find in grocery stores in the next couple of years. One highlight is the Caper Cart from Instacart. It recognizes and weighs items. You can bag as you go, and the cart also has its own payment terminal, so when you're ready to go, you can just pay and walk out of the store with the cart. There's also the inventory checking robot from Brain Corp. It scans shelves to see what needs to be restocked, and it also makes sure items are in the right place as it cruises around a grocery store. A big theme here is making shopping in brick-and-mortar stores a lot like shopping online, getting products suggested just for you. Max Gordon, Fox Business.
I've tried that one. I'm still waiting. That was 2 years ago.
Well, you know what people aren't going to be waiting for, Chris? Traffic and weather together. How about that?
I got really upset. But wait a minute. Hold on. I got real upset.
I got real upset
over the food market that they used to make these microwave French fries.
Really?
And then they, or Ida or whatever it is, the potato maker. Anyway, they quit making them. So I went to my manager at my friendly store and went, what about these? Oh, I'll get them for you. 2 years ago, still waiting for them.
All right.
Go ahead. Give us the information that we could really use.
Yeah, and on that note, traffic and weather together. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, we have our typical congestion traveling towards Palafox Street westbound. But if you are still trying to get past Scenic Highway, you're going to be backed up past Scenic, past Escambia Bay, and towards Avalon Boulevard that has been heavily congested for about the last 90 minutes or so. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. That's typically heavily backed up, but this time it's pushing you just past the Milton Airport, so it's pretty heavy as well. And then as you continue westbound on Highway 90, passing the Walmart Supercenter, heading towards the Chili's area, we've got even more congestion. It's just been disastrous on Highway 90. Outside of that, though, there's not too much going on the road. As for the weather, 87 degrees with a low of 70 tonight. Beautiful, beautiful Tuesday over here. And tomorrow, going to be seemingly quite the same. High of 87, low of 65.
You think those small amounts of traffic confusion there means anything to the poor evacuees coming up that had been stuck on 75 freeway for 5 hours or 6 hours?
We did see, like, the more we zoomed out and kind of got out of our neck of the woods, we would see, like, waves of some congestion coming from that area. So that could definitely be playing some role.
Yeah, no thanks. I used to do that during the Thanksgiving time period and Christmas.
Right.
Disney and stuff, you know, kids. Taking the kids and stuff like that. And I would notoriously be stuck on that 75 freeway for about 6 hours on the Sunday after the Thursday going back to the Monday job.
Gah.
And listen, I'm looking at video from the 75, the 95, the toll road. Look, there it is. You can see it. It's just absolutely stuck like rats in traffic. And you can't do anything about it.
No.
So I feel for you. I've been there. It's like John Hyatt. Been there, done that. What's next?
Yeah, it's miserable.
It really is. Oh, yeah, and speaking of kind of a related thing to make a transition, gas prices.
Yes.
We're talking about automobiles. Holding steady. Average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, $2.69. This is over at Valero. Beats the Walmart price. In Pace, $2.64 at Raceway. In Cantonment at Raceway, $2.57. And the Pensacola Raceway location, I can't believe this one, $2.59.
Hmm.
Getting down there.
No, that's not too bad.
I have
at
no
all.
Complaints about the fuel cost. Looking good.
Well, and I've also got a bit of a pop culture note here for you. Coldplay, very popular band.
Yeah.
Now, I've never been a huge fan, but they've got some songs I like. They're bringing their record-breaking Music of the Spheres World Tour back to North America next year. Chris Martin and company will kick off the trek on May 31st in Stanford, California. They'll visit a total of 9 cities on the tour, including Vegas, Denver, Nashville, and Miami. And the band just released their 10th studio album, Moon Music, last week.
Now, did you see the Super Bowl when they performed halftime?
That I loved that halftime show, but honestly, I liked it more because of Bruno Mars and Beyonce. Coldplay was the head act.
Bruno Mars is awesome.
Yeah,
I'm right with you.
If you're performing 2 halftime shows for the Super Bowl in 3 years, that's incredible.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, can't go wrong with Bruno Mars. I was surprised when Coldplay was playing, and I didn't know they had 10 albums.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. Those guys have been producing bangers, even if I'm not a huge fan.
Okay, well, we're talking music. Let's not forget, Bands on the Beach.
Yes.
Coming up in 2 hours over at the Casino Beach Pavilion. Curtain rises at 7 o'clock. It's knee-deep, I believe it is, on the stage. Go out and have a great time. Be safe tonight.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.